Jay Cutler getting his first start. You started a few games as a rookie, but way back. I don't know if you can remember back that far. But how nervous were you before your first start as a rookie?
Nervous. You know, but the thing you could tell them is I still get nervous. So nothing changes. You know, obviously that position, it's a little different. And, you know, the magnitude on a national TV game. But I tell you what, since the kid's been here, he's expression never really changes, so you know, unless he's fooling us, it doesn't seem like he's going to be fazed by any pressure.
Now, as a guy who's been in that exact position, what advice would you give him?
Just have fun, enjoy it. You know, I know he's got a lot on his shoulders, but know that he's got you know, 52 other teammates that are going to be on his side and you know, fighting hard for him. And so, not to try to do too much, be himself, and have fun.
Now, when you got your first rookie start, what was your biggest fear that you would do in the game?
You know, I don't really remember having any fears other than my coach yelling at me because I had one of those old school coaches. And I remember in my first game, though, I faced Joe Montana and Marcus Allen. I grew up in San Diego watching Marcus Allen play, and so that was like my hero. And tackled him early in the game, and jumping up and down, and got slapped on the helmet from my teammate, Artie Nickerson, saying, "Act like you've been there before." So it's, you know, there is some adjustment.
How do you stop Steven Alexander, or at least slow him down?
Yeah, you know, he's a terrific back, and, you know, he certainly didn't ease him back in, you know, give it to him 40 times. And so I would expect with Kansas City's success last week that they're going to come out and try to do the same thing. And we just got to, you know, get people in position and then tackle them when we're there. And that's all. That's the bottom line. It comes down to that. They're great backs, but you got to step up to the challenge.
John, it wasn't just Kansas City. I mean, the week before, San Diego, LT with four touchdowns. Yeah. Is it tough not to get frustrated with you guys? Always shut down the run, and yeah, the last two games you haven't been able to.
Yeah.
As much.
You know, LT, you know, kind of did it as a dual threat. I think last week was the week we really felt like we didn't do our jobs in terms of stopping the run. You know, we're in a stretch right now where you go from LT to Larry Johnson to the reigning MVP and back to LT. And so you understand it's going to be a great challenge, but if we want to get where we want to get, that's something we have to do. Ever since I've been here, ever since I played football, that's always at the top of your list each and every week. Stop the run. To give yourself a chance in this league, you got to do that.
Have you talked to Jake since Cutler got bumped up to number one?
I talk to Jake each and every day.
Yeah. I mean, how is he?
He's doing good. He's, you know, he's running scout team, having fun, you know, doing what he needs to do to help this team win. And, you know, obviously would like to still be the guy, you know, but his spirits have been good, and he's been a great teammate as always.
Is the Super Bowl still always championship?
I mean, you got to keep your eye on the target, and we're 7-4. I know a lot of teams in this league would love to be 7-4, and we're still very much in the hunt. And so I think sometimes that's what experience can do for you. You know, in the midst of you know, a time where everyone really wants to think everything's crumbling around you, all you know, you need one win. And, you know, that's all you can focus on. We need to get that this week.
John, if the tables were turned and you guys were facing a rookie quarterback, what would the approach be?
You know, I think sometimes people make more of that than it is, you know, in terms of, oh, you got to show them this, you got to show them that, you know, try to confuse them. You know, I think you got to be who you are as a defense. Seattle's been a good defensive football team. I don't think they'll make wholesale changes just because they got a rookie quarterback. So I think sometimes you maybe put a little more in the game plan to put more on his plate. But other than that, you just play football.